I was alone with you in your room, I asked you, how can I serve you in Calcutta? Would you like to give me any specific instructions, Maharaj? So you gravely and lovingly looked at me and replied in two words, love devotees. And then you affectionately embraced me. When I looked around, this is what you are exemplifying by your life. You are simply loving devotees. Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Gopal's Garden, Counselor System, Bhaktivedanta Hospice, and many such projects are nothing but manifestation of your genuine love for devotees. I am very amazed to see how you have been showering your unlimited mercy on my father on 16 November last year. He was not an initiated devotee, but yet you blessed him profusely at the most important hour in his life. He was terminally sick and admitted in Bhaktivedanta Hospice. I was praying to you for your mercy, and to my great amazement and joy, you called at midnight 12 o'clock from America and spoke to my father on phone. You appreciated him and offered your deep gratitude and heartfelt prayers for him. You explained glories of Vrindavan and glories of service to divine couple Radha and Krishna. You chanted Hare Krishna Mahamantra in his ears at that most critical time. Atmosphere was spiritually surcharged by your divine voice. I could not fathom the intense exchange of love, affection and mercy bestowed by you on my father that day. Next day, on 18th November, Kartik Dwadashi, early morning 18 a.m., amidst devotees chanting Hare Krishna in holy abode of Raman Reti, Vrindavan, my father left his body in very fortunate way by your mercy. My family members and relatives felt very happy and proud of my being associated with ISKCON, where one is offered so much of genuine love, care and selfless service. Another time, you are commenting in your lecture, if you love Krishna, devotees will love you. And if you love devotees, Krishna will love you. And you love Krishna and you love devotees. And you want all of us to do the same. On 4th March 2011, this year, you had a return flight from Calcutta to Mumbai. I was fortunate to travel with you from Mayapur to Calcutta. I wanted to ask you one question, but I was scared to ask, so I didn't ask throughout the journey. We parked our vehicle in the parking at airport. When we were crossing road to enter airport, I dared to ask you question, knowing well that I will not get another opportunity for a couple of months. Hearing my question, you stopped in the middle of road for a moment. You turned towards me. Your eyes became red hot. Your face turned red. And you became extremely angry and screamed at me. What a stupid question you are asking. As I heard your thundering voice, I became completely nervous. I started shaking, as I am now. And I was not knowing what to do. I was in most pathetic and miserable condition. Seeing my terrible condition, you immediately changed your mood. You took off a garland from your neck and immediately placed on my neck and gave a beautiful smile. And immediately, I was relieved of all my anxieties. My all doubts had been smashed to dust. My all problems evaporated by heat of your anger. Later, you spoke with me very lovingly and embraced me. I had never experienced something so transcendental and so blissful in my life. There was thundering, there was lightning, an unlimited shower of mercy. My desert-like heart was filled with nectar of your love and your compassion on me. My question was answered beyond doubt. I realized my mistake. I was so ecstatic after the experience. I returned to Mayapur with fond memories. That was the happiest day of my year, Maharaj. Spiritual master is soft like rose and hard like thunderbolt. But in both ways, he is our most loving well-wisher. I also understand that I may be stupid, but yet you always love me. I am what I am because you love me. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. And I seek your blessings and mercy always. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. As Mahaprabhu Prabhu goes forward to make his offering, I would like to request Her Grace Prema Leela Mataji, please be ready.
Dearest Maharaj, first time in my life, I am understanding that without selfless service, there is no question of trust and love. Last week, before 3 days, when coming from Krishnachand Puj place, they presented one book of the Guru Maharaj, means Arvind Bhai Guru Maharaj. And the one line in that book was, usually I don't read any book because we are so much accustomed to read our literature only, because, and the book says in the backside line that selfless service is service to God. And that is the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. So, Maharaj, bhakti means development of love and faith, which you have deeply implanted in the hearts of the sincere devotees. There is no dearth of money in this world. People are only in search of a person whom they can have, they may develop faith. Because of your training of the service attitude, people around the world have developed trust in your people and your project. And they love you and they want to surrender to you. Maharaj, the way you chant your rounds in the temple by giving association to the devotees, the way you personally take care of every devotee in the temple, the way you are giving message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around the world according to time, place and circumstances, so that you are the storehouse of the three quality, namely Naam Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva and Jeev Daya. And thus same have become part of your personality. Maharaj, today I beg, if I can please you, please help me so I can develop, I may develop at least one divine qualities that you have, so that I may serve you from my heart. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Mahaprabhu Prabhu. As Premdila Mataji comes forward to make an offering, I would like to request His Grace Krishna Nanda Prabhu to please be ready.
Dear Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. On this most auspicious day of your appearance, I thank you from core of my heart for giving me shelter at your lotus feet. All over the world, people, devotees are glorifying you for your wonderful service to Srila Prabhupada. Big projects or small projects, we can only see your love for Srila Prabhupada. But I am standing here in front of you for an example of individual before project. When Brahmastra was killing Uttara's son in her womb, she out of love for her child ran to Krishna for protection. Though I had a child, I didn't know what motherhood is all about. Till you, with your instruction, made me realize this. Initial years of my life in Krishna consciousness, I was actually enjoying spiritual life. One day you made me realize that I am a mother who need to take care of my child. I thank you for this, because that instruction, though it was very painful, has saved my relationship with my child. when I was serving GFS. Happy to serve you through this service. You told me, leave everything and take care of your child needs. And I felt 15-year-old is a child. The world was glorifying you as a great leader with a great project. My heart screamed with love and respect. Here is a sadhu, a great leader with a great heart, who though engaged in a bridge project, but also was sensitive to a small child's need. It is said, a woman feels a complete woman when she becomes a mother. I thank you for making me realize this and to be called as a mother today. Gurudev, by your example words, you have been teaching values to all of us. You have cherished this hardcore person as a woman in true sense with your guidance and instruction. I thank you from the core of my heart for all your instruction, guidance and the strength to follow it. If it is not for this, I wouldn't have been able to stand here today and say thank you, Gurudev. For you an individual is more important than your big projects. Once you had told me that, Prem Leela, you have a long way to go to be a good mother. Maharaj, today I beg at you, please give me the strength to follow your instruction so that one day I stand before you and you will say with pride, here is a complete mother. Maybe then I will someday have hope to be called as your disciple. Thank you, Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. As Krishnan Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request His Grace Madhavanand Prabhu. Please be ready.
Dear Gurudev, please accept my prostrated obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. In one of the lectures, you were talking about gratitude, how one should be grateful to anybody who helps him in any little way. So I was thinking how many years back when Shukdev Maharaj and myself, we were staying in Kurukshetra, before we got the place which was a temple, Shukdev Maharaj was staying in the home of a Sikh family and you also had stayed there. Then after some time you came back and we had moved to a new place, and then we were not visiting this family so much, so you asked us. And then you mentioned that now we don't go there so often because we have our own place, so, and they are not really chanting. So at that time you mentioned how one should be grateful to anybody who helps you in any small way. So I was thinking how much I should be grateful to you, because the greatest thing in the whole world is the holy name of Krishna. You cannot compare it to the wealth of Indra, Brahmaloka, and you are giving this wealth. So There is no limit to how much I should be grateful. I just beg that you please give me the ability to be grateful so that I can receive this gift of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I am just like one takes the water of the Ganga and offers it back to the Ganga. So I beg the quality of gratitude to show my gratitude, because of a desolate heart, a very hard heart, it's very difficult to actually exhibit gratitude. But I pray to you to make the heart humble, as you always mention about being humble than a blade of grass. So I'm begging you, you are the embodiment of this virtue. Please make my heart the gift of the holy name. The diamond of the holy name needs a box of humility. So not only I am begging the diamond, but I am also begging the container for that gift. Please give me the quality of becoming humble so that I can constantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. The recent Vrindavan Yatra, Maharaj, you were mentioning how we have come as beggars in the land of Vrindavan. So I was thinking how in this in this place where Cross Maidan, where you met Srila Prabhupada, and how you were desiring to get a Krishna book, and at that time you did not have any money, and you were going to the cars which stop on the street and asking for a small amount so that you could buy Krishna book. So from that time onwards, or even before that, you had this quality of being a beggar. And even though, like, physically the situation may have changed, like last, I think about 2 years back, in your Vyas Puja celebration, you were mentioning that earlier you had some difficulty in entering the country. But later on, you could meet the Prime Minister of India, and this year the President of the United States. And then you had mentioned this to your father, and your father was saying that from rags to riches. But then you asserted that I'm still a beggar. I have no property in my name. So this consciousness, which is the essence of spiritual life, is so much very prominent in you. So we beg that I can follow this example of humility. Actually, a person like you, who is a beggar at the lotus feet of the Lord, can become a donor. And here we see so many of us are begging at your feet that we can develop Krishna Prem in this one life. Srila Prabhupada mentions that the greatest pleasure one can give to the spiritual master is not to bring lot of money, but if one can develop love of Krishna, then that pleases the spiritual master. So I beg you that in order to please you, we have to develop love for Krishna. And we can only develop love for Krishna if you bless that we can chant properly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. I will conclude with one small incident, that one of your old friends in Barsana, he was joking with you, and he was saying, Swamiji, you were earlier a sadhaka, a person who was practitioner, now you are Siddha Purush, perfected person. And you jokingly said, now I am a city Purush. So we feel very happy that your projects in America are growing. But at the same time, we pray that we get more of your association here also. Like Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Dwarka so to kill some demons. So you are conquering the demons of Maya. We hope that you can stay more and more. Bless us, we can say. Thank you, unlimited time. So.
Thank you, Krishnan Prabhu. As Maharan Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request her grace Sita Mataji, kindly be ready.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Already we have heard so many wonderful things about you. The one thing which is very heartening is that you have the fishing rod with you. And the bait which you use is your unconditional love. And it is so obvious, whenever you look at a person, or smile at a person, pat a person, create a project, create a system, it is all pervading. The unconditional love you have for all beings, not just humans, but especially for the devotees, it is simply draining us. Even when you look at people while giving aratik, just that look is so much draining us in that unconditional love. Because without that love, many of us may not be here. And that love has taken various shapes. We had a very small temple, and out of love, so many devotees got involved. And it's a beautiful temple now. Your beautiful projects, and you know exactly how to engage devotees according to their propensities. People may even criticize you for having philanthropic projects, But you saw that, okay, there are devotees who have some qualifications, and through that they can serve. And you told us that as doctors, individually also you can preach greatly. But if you come together, it will be a great thing. And that's how we are together. Never forgetting the goal behind a particular project. You told us several times that you can close down Bhaktivedanta Hospital again and again if preaching does not happen through that project. You told us the three principles behind Bhaktivedanta Hospital. You told us that be together as a Varnashram system, earn your livelihood while being in a Krishna conscious atmosphere. You create a situation where senior devotees, they behave in such a way that the other employees, other people who come in contact with this place, their hearts will be filled with love. Their hearts will open to bhakti. Just last week, actually about 1 month back, one nurse committed suicide in one of the major hospitals in Mumbai. And the nursing profession, actually they woke up. And the TNAI, that is Trained Nurses Association of India, they got into the picture. They wanted to study why this nurse committed suicide. And then they studied 22 major hospitals in Mumbai. A sample survey, talking to the teachers, principals, their students who are working everywhere. And last week they had a concluding meeting. And again, by your mercy, all of them actually unanimously said the best environment to work in Mumbai hospitals, the major hospitals, is Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So it was very, very heartening. And all this is only because of your very clear instructions that unless you show by your example, you clean the floors, you eat with the employees, creatively preach through that movement, a project like Bhaktivedanta Hospital, actually hardly any people know that how much preaching goes on. Literally thousands, more than 10,000 books every year are served, given out to people. Last year itself, 493 people exactly, they took up chanting beads and decided to chant. And recently, now there is one of the counselors in the Department of Spiritual Care, she is very enthusiastic. To people who want to know more about spirituality, she directly tells them about Jagannath's merciful nature. And within a month, we had three families taking away Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra deities to their home, directly from the hospital. I'll just tell you one story which might please you, that okay, whatever seeds you have planted, they are fructifying in some small way. About 5 years back, we had one cancer patient, and she was dying, Mrs. Nanwani. All our devotees were giving care, reading Gita to them, taking care of the family. Very poor family, but still everything was done practically free of charge. And the husband, he had only one daughter apart from his wife. He was so moved that after the death of his wife, he took up Krishna consciousness in complete sincerity. Full 16 rounds every day. He wanted to read Gita. So Gita he could purchase, but Srimad Bhagavatam he wanted to read. He couldn't purchase. So he would come to the hospital, use the library, read the Bhagavatam. And in this way, 4 or 5 years went, and this year, he also died. And he died on the day of Ashad Ekadashi, when we were in Pandharpur, serving the Varkaris. He came to the hospital, and it is amazing. Hardly we see any person who can actually say the mantra before dying. And here is a person who died after saying Hare Krishna very clearly, and then he suddenly died. So these are the effects which are happening through a project like Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So it is not that this hospital is created for philanthropic purpose, but it is a spiritual philanthropy. That means giving Krishna the highest gift, not money. Of course, money, health, everything is necessary. That is also has to be given. We cannot just become hard-hearted and say you don't require any bodily care. But beyond that, giving them Krishna, I think that is coming through this hospital. And I am very confident, very sure that as long as we follow your instructions of creative preaching, a very wonderful varnashram feeling, being together, dependent on each other, keeping Krishna at the top of everything, the project will preach in many, 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 many ways. And we are trying to increase actually the more and more preaching, and we need your blessings. And we, particularly myself, we would like to qualify ourselves for being worthy of your love. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Madhavan Prabhu. As Mataji comes forward to make an offering, I would like to request His Grace Yudhishthir Prabhu, please be ready.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. I still remember very vividly the day I actually saw your divine grace. I felt completely transported to the spiritual world. I was experiencing such transcendental feelings and emotion at that time. And now I realize it was only by your mercy, as on my own I was most unqualified. The first words you spoke to me were, "So, are you happy now?" I was so shocked by those words. Tears started streaming down my face, tears of joy. Because at that moment I realized that you could see through all the pain and misery of my previous lifetimes and could actually see the happiness of my soul being released from the clutches of material existence. 18 years have passed, dear Guru Maharaj, and I can still feel your love and compassion reaching out to my soul every time I momentarily go into depths of misery. But yes, I'm truly happy now. Happy because my heart is filled with gratitude for all the love and mercy showered upon me, for all the opportunities of services that you have given me. I would like to express my deep gratitude with a small poem begging for your mercy. Dear Guru Maharaj, you told me through your lectures, lust is a cause of all evil, yet it drives my life, taking me to the devil. You told me through your lectures, anger always destroys knowledge, yet it still takes control over me when it is least expected. You told me through your lectures, envy keeps you away from the Supreme Lord, yet it is hiding in a subtle way, somewhere deep in the heart. You told me through your lectures, pride is the cause of downfall, yet still I think name, fame and adoration is everything, the all in all. You told me through your lectures, greed can be either good or bad, yet greed for money and luxuries is taking over the real greed for hearing the Lord's glories. Dear Guru Maharaj, when will your divine words transform my heart, free it from lust, anger, envy, pride and greed, most difficult to part? When will I hear your lectures and imbibe your teachings deep within my heart and soul, so I can practice what I am preaching? Guru Maharaj, you once said to me, "I love you no matter what may be." That is pure compassion for the world to see, neither has been and will ever be. Your compassion has won my heart, neither death will do us part. True mission of my life will start when I fulfill the instructions you impart. Alone and lost in this world a bright, no strength left with Maya to fight. So my Master, I pray with all my might, never let me out of your sight. O Gurudev, on this most auspicious day, please help me this once, I pray. I beg for a drop of your mercy, fallen that I am for all to see. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, for this opportunity to speak. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. As Yudhishthira Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request His Grace Krishna Nama Prabhu, kindly be ready.
Maharaj, around 1997, we at Back to Godhead wished to launch the Marathi BTG, and I was angling at none other than Shyamananda Prabhu to be the editor. And on a particular day, when you walked into the office, you displayed that you did not like my approach of angling at Shyamananda Prabhu. And you pointedly told me, Yudhishthir, if you try to take away Shyamananda into BTG, Radha Gopinath ji will leave their chakra upon you. Images of Durvasa Muni running around flashed through my mind, and I was really taken aback, and you probably knew this. Within moments, Shyamananda Prabhu, in his inimitable style, looked very gleefully at me. See that? But he asked you, Maharaj, I didn't know Radha Gopinath ji has a chakra. And you promptly replied in a very grave voice, Radha Gopinath ji can manifest anything, anytime. Within the next couple of days, I could only speak as I could with my dear friend Raghunath Prabhu, tell him about my misery of that chakra. And luckily you called me and you gave me a great reason about why you were objecting to Shyamananda Prabhu joining the BTG. It's in the same vein as Prem Leela Mataji put it, people before project. You said it is unfortunate that people of great caliber like Shyamananda Prabhu get overloaded with service. It has happened many times that overload can cause hurdles and burnouts in spiritual life. Immediately, I was pacified to know and happy that in you there is a person who is genuinely interested to protect the spiritual life of a person first, rather than exploiting. For you, care and love come first, rather than trying to maximize or optimize. Anyone can safely take shelter at your lotus feet and can feel the protection. Luckily for BTG, you nominated Shyamananda Prabhu as its India editor, but only after 5 years. Thank you very much for giving us the entire Brahmachari Ashram and the likes of Shyamananda Prabhu and so many others, and for withholding Gopinath's chakra upon me. Thank you.
Before Krishnanam Prabhu makes his offering, and I'm not going to thank
Before Krishnanam Prabhu makes his After Krishnanam Prabhu makes his offering, I request Shyamananda Prabhu to kindly come and give the repartee to this offering.
And I'm not going to thank Yudhishthira Prabhu for this offering. So as Krishnanam Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu, please be ready.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my prostrated obeisances unto your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Indeed, it is impossible for us to comprehend our great fortune to be the recipients of such an unlimited amount of causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead upon each and every one of us assembled here today. The most auspicious day of our life each year is a glorious appearance day of the most compassionate person in our lives, our spiritual master. I remember my initial days in the Krishna consciousness movement when I would be traveling a long distance to my place of work each day. And so Sunday would be the day eagerly looked forward so that I could recoup my energy for the following week. I would dread the thought of once again catching a bus to come to the temple on a Sunday and would invariably not come. However, on one Sunday that we did make it to the temple, Amritnam and I came to meet you when you were giving darshan on the Vyasasan. And Amritnam told you about my reluctance to come on Sunday to the temple on account of the travel. She mentioned to you how I would be commuting all week to work, and to commute to the temple on Sunday once again was a great austerity that I preferred to stay at home. I still remember vividly how you looked at me with great compassion and said, "You can stay at home 6 days of the week, but on Sunday you must come to the temple." The Sunday feast program has always been a very important aspect of Radha Gopinath Mandir right since the early days. Each year, the increasing number of prasadam plates being served out every Sunday was a testimony of the success that this program enjoyed. However, over the years, we increasingly started giving more importance to the Sunday Bhagavatam class and not take the Sunday feast program so seriously, as we felt that the Bhagavatam class was for serious devotees and the Sunday feast class was for the newcomers. When some of us came to you a few years back suggesting that we should discontinue the Sunday feast and make the morning Bhagavatam class as the Sunday feast to enable the devotees to catch up on their family responsibilities, counseling meetings, etc., I remember you were extremely forceful and you cut off and you did not even allow us to complete our presentation. You cut us off saying, "Do not discuss about the Sunday feast program. This is the most successful program that the temple has ever seen. There is no question of discontinuing it." I remember clearly, Maharaj, how taken aback I was to see your forceful response. Today, your conviction has been vindicated by the fact that this program continues to remain the best attended weekly program in spite of the austere prasadam that we are serving out. I again remember, Maharaj, how in our South India Yatra to Tirupati a few years back, how I was inspired seeing some of my godbrothers shaving their heads to also shave up. As we were going to the Balaji temple for darshan, I came close to you, and you, looking at my shaved head, immediately commented, "So Krishna Nam, you removed your mustache in Katwa and your hair in Tirupati?" I was completely flabbergasted, as the Mayapur Yatra had happened several years earlier, and how could Maharaj ever remember this? I told you, Maharaj, what an amazing memory you have. How could you possibly remember such an insignificant event? And you replied, "It might be insignificant for you, but for me, it was very significant." That moment, Maharaj, you endeared yourself to my heart so much that years later, today, I look back on that day with love and affection. The spiritual master is as soft as a rose and as hard as a thunderbolt. I remember years back, one of the brahmacharis whom I knew somewhat had some difficulty and had left the ashram and later repented for his mistake. He could not speak English and he asked me to accompany him to see you so that I could translate to you. I did not know anything about his misdemeanors, and I innocently approached you when you were on the Vyasasan on a Sunday after the second kirtan, and as I was translating for him, I realized my mistake. I should have first found out what he wanted to speak to you. Nevertheless, it was too late and I translated his request to rejoin the ashram. You immediately understood that I was innocent and you told me firmly, "Ask him to speak to the temple managers. I have nothing to do with him." Maharaj, you were as soft as a rose with me, but you were as hard as a thunderbolt with him. Also, I remember, Maharaj, how it was the time when our dear godbrother, His Grace Srivikram Prabhu, was admitted to the hospital in a very critical state, and I was asked to inform you of his condition after Mangalarti. Very concernedly, you asked me, "Where is he now?" And when I replied, "In the hospital in Santa Cruz, Gurudev," you immediately said, "Let's go." You got into the car and a few of us accompanied you. As we were nearing the hospital, you asked, "How many hours does he have?" And I said that the doctors had mentioned only a few more hours. You became extremely anxious. Thereafter, you spent half an hour at Trivikram Prabhu's bedside, encouraging him to remember Krishna. At the final moments of his life, and spent over 2 hours with his family members, giving them love, care and encouragement. You then told me, please give me a daily update of his progress. I realize that I have been extremely fortunate, Maharaj, to have been the recipient of your causeless mercy over the years. I pray that I never ever take this for granted. Thank you, Gurudev, for all the care, love and compassion that you have showered upon us. Please continue to shower your causeless mercy upon this insignificant creature and continue to engage me in the service of Srila Prabhupada. This offering is on behalf of myself, your daughter Amritnam, and your son Namanand. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. In this recent Braj Yatra, His Holiness Dhanadhar Swami Maharaj shared with all the Yatris one of his memories when he saw you after a long gap, and your first question upon entering Vrindavan Dham was, is there any service for me? Maharaj then explained how service is the heart of Vrindavan, life in Vrindavan. It struck me so deep. I remembered a conversation I had with His Grace Madhavanand Prabhu, and he said, in a similar discussion which he had with you, he said, if someone wants me as a friend in this society of ISKCON or even outside, I am willing to serve them as a friend. If someone wants me as a guide, I am willing to serve them as a guide. And if someone wants me to be their spiritual master, I am willing to serve them as a spiritual master. But in all situations, I am their servant. Thank you very much for showing us what real life in Vrindavan is. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Your Holiness. His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrit Maharaj compared you to a fisherman, and Radha Gopinath Prabhu compared you to a kite flyer. I have another comparison. On the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur 1 year, I remember cameras flashing, videos being shot, and throngs around you as you were cooking for Srila Prabhupada. You made malpuas as per the recipe given by Srila Prabhupada after 40 years of making it last. I remember tasting it, and you made it with such precision and perfection. Not one of those who flashed their cameras and rushed for those video clips had any idea that you had been cooking so many meals for all of us personally for so many years. O best of chefs, today I want to express my deepest gratitude for having pampered us by cooking such lavish feasts in the form of your nourishing lectures and talks. Your cuisine ranges from healthy food, sometimes bitter Kerala juice in the form of the Gita philosophy, to spicy, exciting preparations in the form of the pastimes of Lord Ram and Lord Krishna, and what to speak of the Bengali Roshagullas in the form of the sweet pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How much time and energy you put in preparing those amazing feasts that you serve out from the Vyasasan, your serving pots being the speakers, your serving spoons being the microphone, your serving team that assists you in serving this lavish feast is the sound system team. They fail sometimes to keep up, but your enthusiasm to feed us remains unhampered. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada for having given us such an expert cook who is nourishing our spiritual lives by lavish feasts on such a regular basis. One time in Belgaum, one Mataji invited you for evening prasadam. You said that you only have khichdi in the evening. And you said that you had to go for a program straight after, so the prasadam should be ready. When you reached, the prasadam khichdi was not ready. It was 45 minutes that it wasn't ready. And since there was another program, you were about to leave. And this Mataji started crying, saying, I've worked so hard to prepare this khichdi for you. And now you're leaving, Maharaj. At that time you honored the prasadam and you said, I work so hard in preparing a feast of Krishna Katha. And how many tears should I weep when I see that devotees don't take this feast seriously? It is said that one who likes to eat nicely can cook nicely. You love to eat, Gurudev. In fact, all you eat daily is lavish, rich feasts in the form of the words of your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Of course, you sometimes take some nice prasadam also. This time at Govardhan, Damodar Prabhu's sweet custard, you loved it because he put so much devotion. And after having it, you said, anyone who did not taste it will be bitten by the black serpents of Govardhan Hill. And I was one amongst those who didn't taste it, Maharaj, and I'm sure there are many. But solas to all of us, today is the same custard again, Maharaj. So we are hoping that we won't be bitten by the serpents. But your feasts are the words of your spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Because you relish Krishna Katha so much, you can give the same taste to whoever hears you, Maharaj. Whether it's the uncommon House of Commons, whether it's the audience of 800 at Princeton, or an audience of 5,000 in Vrindavan, it doesn't matter. Just the presentation of the feast varies, but the basic nourishment still comes, and the audience is spellbound, through which you offer a taste to hear for hours. This year in Vrindavan, you said to me that you would usually speak on each of the six Goswamis for 6 hours each, and the hard task at hand was to finish 6 in 2 hours. You couldn't do it, Maharaj. We are happy you couldn't. We pray that you don't ever. Because when you cook these feasts, it simply increases our appetite for it more and more. While explaining the offerings in the Annakoot talk this year, you started talking for a long time about Advaitacharya's feeding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Realizing that you had spent a lot of time in describing the story, which was kind of a far connection from the main lecture, you said, what can I do? I just follow my heart. Oh, best of all cardiologists, please always follow your hearts. Because by following your heart, you mend many hearts. Many heartbreaks caused because of breaking our relationship with Krishna. Many heartburns caused because of relationship issues on the material platform. And many heart attacks, as our hearts are constantly attacked by material desires and misgivings, can be fixed by your simply following your heart. You are indeed a master in the art of fixing the heart. Thanks for always fixing my heart by your words with the amazing anesthesia of your affection and care. Eloquence is truth spoken concisely. This year during Srila Prabhupada's disappearance day, I was feeling very despondent that you hadn't offered your offering to Srila Prabhupada. So many wonderful words were spoken by your godbrothers. You summarized it in such an eloquent way, made a one-line offering during the kirtan, glorifying your master Srila Prabhupada. You said, Srila Prabhupada brought Vrindavan to the whole world and brought the whole world to Vrindavan. I had never heard something like that in glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, O Master, for echoing your master's voice with such mastery that all mysteries of Vrindavan are revealed to us. Thanks for bringing that same Vrindavan to us through your word and example. And I must repeat what Shyamananda Prabhu said. I was so deeply moved by the words that His Holiness Dhanurdhar Swami Maharaj spoke about, the mood of Vrindavan that you carried. When you came after 12 years of separation from Vrindavan, when you saw His Holiness, you said, how can I serve? And even more than that was the words of His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, reflecting your mood of Vrindavan, of not just serving, but serving in a mood of pushing others to serve. when he told the story of the Pune Yatra, while you waited for him to shave and you wanted him to go and speak, you reflected the mood of Vrindavan. I put my lowly head in the sacred dust particles of your holy feet and beg forgiveness for the countless offenses that I have committed. My profuse gratitude for all the services that you have engaged me in. I beg to remain the servant of your servants.
Thank you, Gargopal Prabhu. As Bansi Dhar Prabhu begins his offering, I would like to request His Grace Braj Bihari Prabhu kindly be ready.
Dear beloved Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet, our Lord Srila Prabhupada. I consider myself very, very fortunate to have such a spiritual master in our lives, and some of the inspiring instances I would like to mention on this most auspicious day. When I first met you at IIT Mumbai about a decade back, you were kind enough to give me a photograph of Dashavataram. Very inspiring, and I always reveal to everyone when they come to your house at Belapur, because I was not fully aware of what are the 10 avatars, and because of that photograph, I am able to preach to some extent, Maharaj. The spiritual current which I experienced at IIT Mumbai when we met and can never ever be forgotten. The day of initiation is still very much fresh in my mind, and I will be always very highly indebted to you for having installed our deities at our house. At the wedding reception of His Grace Krishna Kanai and our daughter also, Karuna Manjari Mataji, you are taking rounds and spoke to so many guests and disciples of yours, and self and Janapriya were fortunate enough to have the words of wisdom from you, wherein you had mentioned to me that what I am because of Janapriya. I really cherish that statement of yours without any tinge of false ego, since it's a fact, Guru Maharaj, and you had rightly pointed out the same. Thank you so much. You are counselors, counselor and mentors, mentor. Both the systems are working wonderfully for our spiritual nourishment in Srila Prabhupada's mission. Once you had mentioned what happiness means. One who is excited in happiness will be miserable in distress. Happiness is habit driving and gives us enjoy tendency. So don't be disturbed by happiness. Greatest technique of Maya is to give happiness by which you lose God. So be vigilant and fixed in sadhana and service. If we over on extremes, we will cheat ourselves of real ananda. Wherever there is worst ignorance, there is a greatest need of bhakti. This is the psychology of Lord Sri Nityananda. Bhakti cannot be attained, it's a gift. Those who come to your place at Belapur, I make sure they read this quote of yours, and they are very appreciative about it, and they inquire who this great soul is. Your exemplary behavior vis-a-vis your God brothers, God sisters, disciples, and generally general public at large is very inspiring, and I always feel I should adhere the same in my life. Yatras are getting better year after year under your able guidance and through your wonderful and exemplary lectures. Your detachment is amazing. Guru Maharaj, when our late His Grace Achyut Jagannath Prabhu and Her Grace Sri Sachi Mataji were visiting you in your room, they made it a point, self and Janapriya, to escort them to your room, and you used to convincingly clear their doubts and made them so comfortable in their spiritual journey, and everyone knew how much you were concerned about their spiritual advancement, and you were very eager to give them initiation. Both of them are very close to me, and His Grace Achyut Jagannath Prabhu was very, very fortunate to receive your words of wisdom when he was fighting for his life at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, and after I spoke to him from Ukraine, he left the body in the association of devotees, and the manner in which Bhaktivedanta Hospital doctors and spiritual care department handled the entire journey for him is exemplary, and we all could witness your presence, your guidance in the whole exercise. It was really amazing. I will be falling short of adjectives to glorify such an exalted soul like you, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj, you always mentioned to me that if I take care of them nicely, I am yours. I used to realize when Guru Maharaj makes such a statement, what huge responsibility one has to carry on his shoulders. This shows that Vaishnava Seva is your mood. You saved our lives last year, December 2011. Our beloved Guru Maharaj, last year when Janapriya was diagnosed of cancer, it was very shocking indeed. I became very sick, and I just returned from Durg, His Grace Achyut Jagannath Prabhu's place, after concluding the sevas entrusted to me. So many disciples of yours came to our rescue, and when the operation date was getting closer and closer, both of us were very depressed, worried, shattered, and were trying to put a brave front. I tried my best to counsel and encourage Janvapriya, but it was looking like a lost battle. The date of operation was 21st December 2010, and you are very kind enough to call us all the way from Kanyakumari, and the words of wisdom flowed like Mother Ganges, which I would like to mention over here since it was not only inspiring but life-saving, Guru Maharaj. I seek your blessings in order to take care of Janvapriya nicely, since without your blessings and mercy, we can't succeed in whatever we endeavor. Again, you had mentioned to me that if you take care of her nicely, I am yours. Those words of wisdom completely changed my outlook towards Janvapriya. You spoke to Janvapriya, which she wrote very fast, and I am trying to reproduce the same over here for the pleasure of the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Quote, "It is sad that such a thing has happened. It is a perfect arrangement for getting love of Lord Shri Krishna. When you go inside the operation theater, give your body and mind to Srila Prabhupada and their Lordship Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. Offer prayers to Lord Shri Krishna. If it is your wish, let me eternally serve you by giving me a healthy body. Chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna is with you. What is supremely best for you, Krishna will do. I pray that everything comes out nicely. Krishna will bless you forever. Hare Krishna," unquote. What happened with us after speaking to Guru Maharaj is very, very inspiring and interesting. Janvapriya, who was so depressed after speaking to our beloved Maharaj in the afternoon, did wonderful kirtan in the night for 2 hours in front of their Lordship Shishi Nithai Gaurari and said, "My operation is over and only external thing remains. I was also so rejuvenated. But for your words of wisdom, both were virtually dead, Maharaj. You gave us new life altogether, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for the same. I take this opportunity to thank my beloved Guru Maharaj from the bottom of our heart for everything he is doing for us, especially the intense prayer of his during cancer, guidance, encouragement and support. All the God brothers, God sisters, counselees, mentors, mentees, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, friends, relatives and well-wishers, and especially the Navi Mumbai congregation for their utmost service attitude, especially during chemotherapy treatment. We are highly indebted to each and every one of the devotees who prayed for us during the South India Yatra last year. All glories goes to Srila Prabhupada and our beloved Guru Maharaj for creating such a wonderful family. And Guru Maharaj, you are also continuing Srila Prabhupada's legacy in a wonderful way. It is a sampradaya in Tamil culture that when we praise, glorify such exalted devotees of the Lord like you, we conclude saying, Varga un pugal, valarga un bhakti, which means let your fame glow and grow and your bhakti grow. And I would like to mention and clear, Maharaj, I have been empowered by the temple that Janmashtami, when it comes, they make me chairman of the Janmashtami committee along with Dayalchandra Prabhu. And this year, because of her cancer treatment, I could not do the justice. So half day I was in the hospital, half day I was going for the Janmashtami contribution collections. And so many contributors, they were never prepared to give it to the temple, and they started giving to give for our Food for Life in a major way. And fortunately, the government has now initiated CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility. So I told them, it is CSR, Corporate Social Responsibility for you, and it is CSR for us, that is Cultural Spiritual Responsibility under ISKCON. And by your causeless mercy and Dr. Radhakrishna Prabhu's able guidance, I would like to mention here that Rashtriya Chemicals and Fertilizers have given us an order up to May 2013 of 1.4 crores for midday meals project. And Dr. Radhakrishna Prabhu, I would like to mention here that more and more awards are waiting for us, and I am sure, and press reports have appeared in Navi Mumbai congregation also there in one of the newspaper. Maharaj, please bless us that till the last breath I serve you. And I would like to say, Raghunath Prabhu has offered his life, but he is only 50. Maharaj, I am 55, so I am, you know, putting my application before him. Please consider. Thank you very much, all of you. Hare Krishna. Yes, Ullas Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki.
Thank you, Mansidhar Prabhu. And as Braj Bihari Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request Her Grace Radha Rani Mataji, please be ready.
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. On this most auspicious occasion of your appearance day, I'm remembering your wonderful qualities and especially your heart-touching quality of surrender and humility. You were on a spiritual search and you met so many gurus and holy men, yet you chose to surrender to Srila Prabhupada. However, dear Guru Maharaj, your exemplary humility is you have taken surrender to Srila Prabhupada now to a more difficult level. You are surrendering to the loving instructions of your God brother, His Holiness Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. For many of us, it's relatively easier to serve Guru, but to serve God brother's desires is most difficult. And especially to follow the instructions of our God brothers becomes most difficult if these instructions are against our nature. However, to please your dearmost friend, you are stretching yourself and making many sacrifices. You like to be unassuming and be in the solitude of the Himalayan caves. But now to please him, you are featuring on television shows and preaching in the forefront, meeting the presidents and ambassadors and spreading the message of pure bhakti. I recall one incident which convinced us how you are shy and unassuming. Few days before the launch of Journey Home, devotees from all over the world were excited. Brahmacharis at our temple, they were particularly keen that you speak from the book in your usual weekly classes. However, in none of the programs before the book launch, you ever mentioned about Journey Home. And we were all intrigued by your silence on the book. And we also got desperate to hear you speak at least some stories from your autobiography. During this period, one evening, you were scheduled to address over 2,000 young boys in the monthly Prerana festival. And a few of us decided to meet you before your lecture. And we requested you to please speak from Journey Home. You patiently heard our appeals, but you said you would feel very shy to speak about yourself. And at that time, Gaurang Prabhu, Gaurupal Prabhu, all of us, we insisted that Maharaj, please speak because it will be a great source of inspiration and joy for all the assembled guests and devotees. So finally, you took pity on us and you reluctantly agreed to speak a little bit, but then you gave a condition. You said, if the participants, if the boys ask questions indirectly referring to the book, then you said you may speak. But you wouldn't take the initiative to speak from Journey Home. So as the lecture began, the hall was pregnant with anticipation of stories, but none came out from your lotus mouth. Finally, the master of ceremonies, Gaurang Prabhu, he became desperate. So he took the microphone and he asked the 2,000 plus audience, would you all like to hear Maharaj speak from Journey Home? And everybody roared in unison, Hari Bol, and expectations rose. But you continue to enthrall the audience with your discourse without speaking anything from Journey Home. Finally, Gaur Gopal Prabhu and myself, we decided upon a trick. We were really desperate. So we selected some boys who were in the crowd and called them. And we gave them some questions referring to Journey Home. So one boy suddenly raised his hand and he was speaking on confidence and God and things like that. But suddenly, out of the context, this boy asked, Swamiji, what is your opinion about Naga Babas? And then everybody laughed because the whole hall was reverberating with laughter because it was obvious to everyone that we are trying to corner you and we are trying to force you to speak on Journey Home. And what you did was amazing. In all humility, with a straight face, you replied the question on the merit of that question without mentioning anything about Journey Home. You mentioned about what Naga Babas are, and then somebody raised his hand and said, Maharaj, what is your opinion on Mother Ganga? What is the importance of Mother Ganga in our lives? So like this, so many questions were coming, but you were just answering. And of course, the class was ecstatic as usual, but some of us were simultaneously disappointed because you didn't speak anything from Journey Home. Later, after the program at night, as I was taking out my bedding from the locker, suddenly I saw you were sitting on top of the locker and you were smiling. And suddenly all the other brahmacharis, they saw that you are there and they all came. And you were in a very relaxed mood. And then you began to narrate so many incidents in graphic detail. The various stories and the various events. And Gaurang Prabhu was also there. And you looked at him and profusely apologized to him. and you said, you turned to Gaurang Prabhu and said, I'm really sorry Prabhu, I feel very shy to speak about myself and my book. You tried my best, you tried your best to make me speak, but I refused. I'm really sorry. So you are apologizing, at the same time you wanted to please all of us. So you are sharing some of the stories, and then at that time we recalled a letter you had written to Govind Prabhu much before, where you had explained that you had given clear instructions to devotees and preachers that they should not speak any stories from Journey Home in their lectures. At that moment I realized, Maharaj, how it's so amazing that you hadn't spoken most of the stories for all these 40 plus years. And if Journey Home hadn't been out, the world would have forever been bereft of your realizations. You went through so many rich spiritual impressions and unforgettable realizations when you came to India. And only because His Holiness Srila Bhaktitir Swami, your Maha friend, as he called you, insisted and took a promise from you, you have finally told this story to the world. Today I am also convinced that the present tours and the speeches on Journey Home book which you are doing, it is with great reluctance. You want to share your story because that's not your story, because that is a story of God's grace. This is also an exhibition of your magnanimous heart. You want to selflessly share the wealth of your heart with the whole world. Personally, you remain ever humble and shy. In Kumbh Mela once I saw one IAS officer, very sophisticated, very smart. He was asking you so many challenging questions and very lovingly you were answering him. And finally he said, you are Jewish by birth and you have said all religions are one. Then why did you change your religion? You could have got perfection by practicing your Jewish faith. And you didn't answer him directly. And I was wondering why you were not answering him clearly. Finally he kept insisting. And finally you lowered your head and said with all humility that Krishna attracted my heart like no one else. So I could understand that with great humility and great reluctance you speak about yourself. But you're always enthusiastic to glorify Krishna and other devotees. This has been proved by your marathon classes glorifying His Holiness Bhaktitir Swami Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, George Harrison, Ghanshyam Baba, so many devotees you glorify. In fact, that's the reason why we have such a big Vyasasana. It's a very unique Vyasasana in our temple. Generally, Vyasasana is one Vyasasana, but you have made a big Vyasasana so that you can sit there and call all your God brothers and God sisters and make them sit there and you can glorify them with hundreds of mouths. And when you glorify them, they get embarrassed and then they say, oh, Radhana Swami Maharaj has embarrassed me. And then with a twinkle in your eye, you smile and say, if you are embarrassed, then our mission is accomplished. And like this, you love to glorify your God brothers and God sisters. And Maharaj, when you are serving as a new bhakta in new Vrindavan, you complain to the leader there that devotees are doing too much sense gratification because they were sleeping indoors and they were eating puffed rice at night and drinking milk. But that was too much for you because you prefer to sleep under the trees on the bank of Yamuna and fast from any food at night. The leader convinced you about the principle of Yukta Vairagya by saying that if you are told to live in a palace, you should live in the palace. And if you are told to live under a tree, you must unhesitatingly do so because the higher principle is to please Guru and Krishna. So in one class few years ago, you were narrating this incident and you said that I learnt my lessons, but I must secretly, honestly reveal my heart that even today, I prefer to sleep under that tree on the bank of Yamuna. Maharaj, it's on the bank of Yamuna that you had the nightmare of being in America once again. Because you never wanted to leave your most dear Vrindavan, because you are after all a simple Brajvasi at heart. Yet now, dear Guru Maharaj, you are making immense sacrifices by preaching in America, and thus you are surrendering to the will of Krishna, to the will of Guru, manifesting through the loving instructions of your God brother. Of course, you are always in Vrindavan because you always remember Krishna wherever you are. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for teaching us this exemplary level of surrender. And today I beg you to please bless me that I can follow your example. To be very honest, I am a disgrace. I am very independent and rebellious minded. But today I beg you, please bless me that I can serve my God brothers who are wonderfully serving you. Very selflessly they are serving you. Let me assist them in their loving service to your beloved Srila Prabhupada. I forever remain indebted to you. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Thank you, Braj Bihari Prabhu. We will have a small break now. I request the Kirtan party to begin. Kirtan, please.